If you're looking for trouble, you've come to the right place. Belly up to the bar at the baddest biker bar in the investment world. This is the Danger Zone. Welcome to the Danger Zone on Money Life. It's where we get the latest take from the experts at New Constructs, where they evaluate securities on a scale of most attractive to most dangerous. They do it by bringing together discounted cash flow analysis and forensic accounting. They dig in at the footnotes level, work their way up, and they frequently find that what you see when you just do the skin deep top down look is misleading. And if it's misleading and it worked in your favor, that would make something attractive. But what we typically focus on here, the ones where it's misleading and it could work against you, which would make something dangerous. Learn more about how it works by going to newconstructs.com. David Trainer is founder and president at New Constructs. David, great to chat with you again.
It is great to be with you, Chuck. Thank you.
Who's in the danger zone this week?
DoorDash.
Danger, danger.
DoorDash. It is ticker symbol Dash. We are in the baddest biker bar in the investment world, but we had to order out to get something this ugly, although it's been in the danger zone before, and the real danger here is that third quarter stock gains were so good that somebody might think this is a tasty morsel again, isn't it?
Yeah, that's it, Chuck. This has had a great run here recently. We've seen a big junk stock run, I think, in general. DoorDash is a really broken business model. You know, it's funny they do all these announcements about how they're going to do delivery for these firms. They're not getting paid for those deliveries. They're just getting volume. And the underlying business is marginally profitable at best. And the cash flows are still quite negative. And we just think like this thing is still grossly, grossly overvalued.
Stocks can defy gravity for a while. Let's point out, this has been a stock that first went into the danger zone prior to its IPO. So you have never liked this from the moment people had the chance to buy it. It has been a zombie stock, but it became a zombie stock in 2022. And anybody who knows, if they listen to the Danger Zone regularly, a zombie stock is a company that is basically the walking dead because it's burning through all its cash. But to be a zombie stock, you're supposed to have less than 24 months of cash. So here we are talking about this thing. It's had this revival on the stock price. It's survived its zombie stock stuff because it's still here and it was a zombie stock for more than 2 years. So what's happened to allow this to keep going to get to where it is now?
Oh, I mean, they sell stock, you know, to fill the gap. People are still, you know, buying into this baby. That's what's keeping them afloat. I think the biggest red flag here as of late is management kind of got cocky, like, hey, you know, we're actually making a little money. They did have a positive operating profit after tax, positive NOPAT, positive return on invested capital, surprised us. And management got cocky and started talking about big spending plans and sent the stock down more in one day than it's ever been. And it's like, hey, guys, you need to listen. You need to stay in your lane. You're not that good a business. The stock price implies that their marketplace gross order volume is going to be way bigger than where Uber is. Way bigger, like multiples bigger. So, we're just seeing a valuation that is entirely disconnected from reality in terms of expectations for future profits and growth.
You know, you talked about management getting cocky, and then the stock fell almost 20% in a single day right after it came out with earnings. And because, again, the earnings were positive. In your experience, does the market's response to this ever beat bad ideas out of management? Like, you know, it's not you saying, hey, we think this is a bad idea. We think you're valued improperly and whatever else. It's the entire market basically going 20% in a day or nearly 20% in a day is a pretty bad sign. Does that ever, like, market ever beat you into understanding the truth? Like, is there any thought that the market will somehow make them wake up?
It depends on the environment. You know, I mean, remember a few years ago when Uber was getting beat up and they said, oh, we're no longer going to use adjusted EBITDA as a key metric. And that business, you know, has since leveled off at a fairly decent amount of profitability. Now, it's still super expensive. And that was a tough environment. That was like a post-COVID, like, market correction time. In this environment, I don't know. You know, another big stat here for you is that the current stock price implies that DoorDash is going to generate something like $15.5 billion in net operating profit after tax in 2034. Within 10 years, they're going to get to that level of profit. FedEx, UPS, and Uber combined did $17 billion in profit in the trailing 12 months. So this is expecting some dramatic growth for DoorDash that we think is just entirely unrealistic.
What is a more realistic value? If this were priced for reality, what would it be priced at?
Well, we ran a scenario putting the stock at $73 a share. Let me tell you what the current stock price implies as context. So to justify $187 a share, the company's got to improve their margins from 5% to 9% and grow revenue 32% compounded annually versus consensus of 8% through 2034. That's what $187 implies. If we want to drop to 73, they get their margin up to 8%, which is the average of UPS, FedEx, and Uber. They grow revenue at consensus estimates over the next few years, and then by 19% through 2034 as opposed to 32%. And that gets you $73 a share. So even that's, I think, pretty aggressive. Like, so I'm guessing you're going to want to know what the economic book value of this business is, Chuck, because that's, I think, a good baseline here to get a sense of what do you have right now? Like, what kind of money, cash flows in the bank? Out of $187, $10. That's the economic book value. $10 a share is what they got right now. So you got effectively $177 out of $187 is all predicated on future profit growth. That's a, you know, I think that kind of paints the picture well.
Obviously, DoorDash has plenty of competitors. Is there any stupid money risk here? Is this a business that somebody else would want? Or given that the economic book value is like $10 a share on a stock that's trading in the 180 range, they can wait until this thing, you know, pretty much craters out and buy the assets if they want to do that.
Yeah, that's right, Chuck. The hard thing about stupid is it's hard to predict, right? Stupid is. So I don't have a good answer on that. I mean, there's always stupid money risk, and the stupider it is, it could do whatever it might do. But it would be really stupid to buy at this price, because I think you're going to see this thing come down a bit. And if you really want or are interested in a delivery business like this, then you got plenty of time on your hands, because I know Dash is out there making deals to do deliveries without imposing any expense, I think, on the vendors, just charging the clients looking for volume. So I don't know if there's a reason to buy at this point.
Well, and in fact, you know, if you wanted to find stupid money risk, what the market was saying when it pounded Dash after the last earnings report, et cetera, was, hey, you guys are saying you're going to go out and make acquisitions. So they were saying Dash was the stupid money, was they were spending it on other things. So maybe stupid is as stupid does. And that's why DoorDash, ticker symbol Dash, is back in the danger zone. David, great stuff as always. Enjoy the holidays. We'll see you again soon.
Thank you very much, Chuck.
David Trainor is founder and president at New Constructs. Go to newconstructs.com to get more information, see the most dangerous, most attractive stocks list, and much more. And speaking of much more, we've got much more to go on today's show. Up next, we're talking with Martin LeClaire from Barrick Yard Advisors. It's the Market Call, and it'll be here when we come back in a flash.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.